Blackstone Audio presents Mirror Image, a Daniel Rinaldi Mystery by Dennis Palumbo. To Lynn and Daniel with Love. All pasts are like poems. You can derive a thousand things, but you can't live in them. John Fowles. Chapter 1. Shame is a deep well. Face tightened in anguish, a young man named Kevin Merrick was sitting in my office, telling me about the first time he'd slept with his sister. "I must have been 8 or 9, he said. Kevin was in his early 20s, but thinning hair and pained, sunken eyes made him seem older, faded somehow. The 3-week-old growth of beard didn't help. "I'm sorry, Dr. Rinaldi. I mean, shit. It was all so long ago." "Take your time," I said. I let a silence fill the space between us, but inwardly I was thrilled. After months of intensive work, of building trust and rapport, he was finally opening up, risking connection with another human being. Not an easy task for him, considering what he'd been through. Life had battered him, left invisible bruises, no less real than the old needle tracks on his forearms, the self-inflicted scissor cuts emblazoned on his wrists. His eyes flitted to the window overlooking Forbes Avenue, 5 floors below. The steady drumming of the rain masked the usual hum of afternoon traffic snaking out of the Pitt campus. Beyond, through the gray-black webbing of the storm, you could just make out Hines Hall and Carnegie Museum, venerable Pittsburgh landmarks hunched beneath the regal spire of the